I see you're washing the Moscow mules. And we're gonna brainwash the crap out of you.
I'm getting word from Red Square.
Who are you? I don't care what my voters say.
I am not a warmonger. I am a peacemaker.
Feeding the dogs, eating the cats.
Huggy, there you go. All squeaky clean. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Well, newsflash, it ain't Moscow, is it? No, it's Paris. I'm here covering Mr. Rubio, Mr. Witkoff, Mr. Kellogg, the Ucros. They're all here talking to Macrolion, our old friend, talking about talks, doing a deal about doing a deal, maybe about talking about a minerals deal, which is on and which is off. The Americans are out, we've had enough. It's like a family fight over the Christmas dinner table. Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, now that we're here in beautiful old gay Paris, why don't we have a look back at how the French have featured on our delightful little show. Mr. Macrolion, an old favourite of ours. The French people are absolutely lovely. I don't know how they managed to dig this dude up out of the trash. Let's have a look back at the gay Olympiques, literally. And of course, why not visit gay Paris? Not so gay these days. But our old pal, Mini Macron, the little Napoleon, he had a little bit of a mishap at the pool. He went to open the Olympics, the magnificent showcase in Le Grand Hôpital Psychiatrique, the big madhouse that is now Paris. Roll it there, Augie. He was determined to showcase the magnificent prowess of the French swimmer as he bounced up and down on the plank. But the plank seemed to malfunction. And the poor gentleman fell into la soupe. Voila, boom, down he goes. How bad could it get? Well, I suppose, Augie, at least this dude that fell into the pool, he was lucky he didn't fall into the Seine, because the Seine River is apparently going to be one of the venues used in this grand showcase of French power and magnificence. But unfortunately, just like Mini Macron, Mini Napoleon, it looks like the Seine, Augie, is full of shit.
And E. coli bacteria.
Literally full of crap. It hasn't been safe to swim in La Seine since 1922 or something like that, right, Augie? Correct. So literally, the river's full of crap. The Prime Minister is full of crap. But if you've seen the old film Ratatouille, the Disney classic about the little rats living under the city and the poor dude trying to steal a bit of ham for his dinner, right now, France is literally crawling with le ratistes. Organis, merci, Pian.
Oh, my God. Ratatouille.
Jesus, look, it's alive with rats, literally. I mean, this is not a good sign. They say you're never more than a meter away from a rat anywhere in the world, but in Paris, they're literally crawling around in your pockets. This is the dude. It goes up his leg. Check it out. And wakes him up. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? Are you going to have rat races? Literally, there's going to be rat races at the Olympics. You're actually going to be part of the rat race in gay Paris. But, Augie, these little furry friends have four legs. How many legs does a bedbug have, Augie?
Six.
Six legs. Now, in addition to the four-legged frenzy and rat race in gay Paris, Paris and France has been generally overrun with these grimy little dudes, little spidery-like dudes that live in the hotel bedsheets. And France has faced an epidemic of these grotesque little bloodsuckers. Now, I'm not talking about the political elite in France, grotesque little bloodsuckers. I'm talking about the dudes that live in your sheets. Check this out. The city is literally crawling with them. Run the video, Og.
Paris is gearing up for next year's Summer Olympics, but for now they have unwanted invaders. Megan Fitzgerald now on the city's bed bug problem.
Whoa. In theaters?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Wow. What is that?
Arizona, where exterminators found
luscious blisters.
Thousands of bugs.
Yeah, they have to like clean up this place.
So you got to fumigate the whole city basically before you can sleep in the beds again. Wow, it's absolutely freaky, isn't it? And this is where they're going to bring athletes from around the world.
It's all Russia's fault.
Wow, wow, wow. What do you call, Organis, 100,000 men with their hands in the air?
The French army.
Correctamundo. Next. So the problems don't end there. Four-legged furry friends creeping around in your garbage. Eight-legged dudes or six-legged dudes creeping around in your bed. Two-legged creeps creeping around in the French Parliament. But in addition to that, if we have a look back at the whole string of allegations here, the dude falling off in his night tight-fitting underwear, I'm sure Macron's wife would fancy a bit of that. He's young. So, but in addition to that, there's a stream of consciousness here about the French and their obsession with Russia. And of course, Russia is now apparently to blame for the bed bugs biting the ass.
They told me that they've been really, really busy because Paris has a real...
Oh, look, yeah. This is good. Look, Z. Yeah.
The French government is expected to announce new emergency measures.
Yeah, this is it. And this is verified by BBC Verify. BBC Verify have looked at all this footage and they can suggest that an anonymous source says it's absolutely genuine. Oh, this is great. This is just beautiful. Boom. If only. This is great. That's classic. That's good. So another big event that we missed while I was on my little break touring Europe myself, I avoided Paris because I didn't want to get dysentery, was, of course, the Olympics. We're not going to talk about the opening ceremony just yet. We'll do that in a minute. But let's talk about the Seine River. You might recall that we really ripped the piss out of the river, and there's plenty of piss in it and something else floating around. As predicted, old Macrolian decided not to go for a dip, which is interesting. We said that, didn't we, Yogi?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it seems that the water in the Seine didn't sit very well in the stomachs of some of the athletes. Run the video there, Alex. Oh, man. Check this out. Boom. Straight into that raw sewage. Nice. You don't want to watch this after a few beers.
Few moments later.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Yeah, that'll do it. Oof. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Rainbow-colored puke. Nice. So you might think, you know, and their professor of disinformationology and his number one student here are making this shit up about the Seine. And I mean making it up about the Seine. We're not making it up. Check out a video that a Parisian decided to take just to show exactly what's floating around in there. And then you might get a better idea as to why people like Daniel Whiffen, our swimmer, was hurling his guts up after splashing around in it. Run the video there, Augie.
Serviette hygiénique, papier toilette.
Toilet paper.
Préservatif. Hein.
Voilà. Préservatif is something you put on your equipment
et
before you stick it.
Non traité, qui est rejeté directement.
Yes, condom.
Dans la Seine. Voilà, regardez. C'est un
grim. Courant,
carrément, hein. On ne va pas se mentir, hein. Vous voyez, c'est vraiment un torrent.
Well, not good, right? It's a sewer.
No wonder Macron suddenly decided not to swim.
Oh, yeah, indeed. No wonder Macrolian decided not to have a plunge before his orange juice and croissant. Well, they didn't manage to clean up the Seine. It's full of like Macron. They did manage to drive all the homeless people and immigrants out of Paris and clean the streets in advance of the arrival of the athletes. Now, the athletes didn't turn out to be too happy either. They said the food was shit. They said the accommodation was terrible. We even had an Olympic gold medalist decided to sleep on a bench in a park rather than the crappy beds they provided. You know, vive la France, vive la défense. What a shit show. So there's lots of things you associate with French culture, right? Good food, fine wines, nice weather, not so much today. And of course, beautiful girls. Cafe culture, gotta get some of that. And what else? Well, it seems that the French have also really bought into, well, at least the French elites, the idea of the dude with, you know, a baguette and two little oeufs in your mother's dressing gown, dressing up to show the world that France is an open society. Completely open. Open to what? Open to absolute insanity. And of course, it turned out to be the most rampantly homosexually biased Olympics in history. I don't think the Greeks or the Romans even had such a butt-banging time when they had their games, if you know what I'm saying. And we should have kind of known which way it was heading with the opening ceremony. And that started with a dude in a dress carrying a la torch. Run the video, Augie.
Elle a été choisie pour faire partie des porteurs de flammes. Et depuis qu'elle est au courant, elle s'entraîne quotidiennement. C'était pas toujours facile.
Oh, Kim, break.
It's obligatory these days, isn't it? Dude in a dress, guy in a fucking mini skirt.
Check out the fakest ever.
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, if that jumped into the scene, it would immediately flip upside down like a pair of life rafts. What a fake! What a lot of bull. And one of the most remarkable things about the global homo elite is that, you know, they're all about, you know, individual rights. You know, a boy can become a girl can become a boy, cat can become a dog. The whole retarded merry-go-round of insanity. But at the same time, they're obsessed with war. They're obsessed with killing human beings. They're obsessed with the individual. The tail wags the dog. Society falls apart, as we see. Let's have a look at, let's say, a very disturbing representation of just how bad it's got in the French Republic. Here's a kid who is now recounting his suicidal thoughts and tendencies from when he was 3. Now, you may ask yourself, who's the biggest idiot in this clip? Is it the mother who allowed their child to be paraded around like a 19th century sort of freak on national TV? Or is it the host of the show who actually asked the questions? Augie, the jury's out, but we'll have a chat about it after the video. Run it, Augie.
Tu es né garçon, tu t'appelais. Faites comme ça pour.
C'est le nom de code. On ne prononce plus ce nom.
À quel moment tu as senti que tu étais Lily? Lily.
À 3 ans.
À 3 ans. I mean, comment ça s'est manifesté 3 ans?
What do you say about this?
J'ai dit à 8 ans.
Ouais.
Et je le ressentais à 3 ans.
This is real.
C'était pas bien. Comment et vous pouvez répondre aussi.
Can this be real? How can they do this to a 6-year-old kid?
J'étais pas bien dans mon corps.
This is child abuse.
Et je me disais à maman des idées suicidaires.
Do you know any kids who don't even know the word suicidal?
Oh, f***'s sake. I mean, I've been a bit suicidal with my own kids, and occasionally they're such a pain in the ass. But no, I've never had a 6-year-old talk about their suicidal experiences when they were 3. I mean, those people should be in prison. It's child abuse. And let's not forget, in the EU, in Europe, people have been queuing up, much like Trump and Kamala, with the Zionists, to fall over to dedicate themselves to the Ukraine scam. And no one has been more adept at it and more in love. L'amour, the beautiful Paris afternoons. You can see it now, Z-Boy and Macrolian walking through, kicking through the leaves. Let's remind ourselves, before we go on, of just how tight those brothers are. On the video, Augie. Oh, this is spooky. I mean, do neither of these people think this is...
Pierre que l'on jette dans l'eau vive d'un ruisseau.
Let go of me. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is love. It's absolutely correct.
Avec ses chevaux d'étoiles.
But listen, you know what? What's even more bizarre and freaky than this sort of dude love in there, whatever the f*** was going on, is the fact that good old Macrolian has decided to rapidly increase spending on his army for the coming war against Russia. How'd that work out last time, Macrolian? And cut spending on things like metros and cutting the grass and cops and stuff. What are the numbers, Augie?
France is going to increase its military budget to 55 billion in 2025, and at the same time is going to subject the budget to a 60 billion euro belt tightening drive next year in the hope of bringing the deficit down. 2/3 of that sum for cuts are going to come from spending cuts, and the rest from new taxes.
Well, not only is Macron a crap president, he's also crap at running the country. He's very good at locking up his political opposition, like Marine Le Pen. Charge her with something, make that up, like Calin Georgescu in Romania, like Evgeny Guțul in Moldova. Lock them up. Yeah, why not? That's what the French Republic was all about, right? But remember, he is very much into war. He wants to get at the center of something, the war in Ukraine. He's kind of outside the door trying to knock on it. So let the Americans and the Russians, please let me in, s'il vous plaît. Yes, because I'm a great war leader. And meanwhile, in Europe, staying here on the beautiful continent, there's been, you know, a predictable reaction from the British and the French. The two old enemies, you know, they fought a lot of wars, these boys, but they're also two post-colonial powers, and they're both suffering from post-colonial delusion syndrome. The idea that they're actually important, they're not that important. Nobody gives a shit about them. Certainly not the Russians or the Americans, who didn't even want them in the room during negotiations over the war. The Americans are basically admitting they started now with Russia. So let's not forget that in 2022, Emmanuel Macron had a phone call with Vladimir Putin. They were talking at the time. And in that phone call, he admitted openly that the Minsk Accords were nothing. They meant nothing. And something else he did, which was very, very much inappropriate and probably led to the fact that Putin hasn't talked to him since, was invite journalists into the room, stuck it on speaker so they could listen in between the private conversation between the presidents of two countries. Run the video, Augie.
Donc, je ne sais pas où ton juriste a appris le droit. Moi, je regarde juste les textes et j'essaie de les appliquer. Et je ne sais pas quel juriste pourra te dire que dans un pays souverain, les textes de loi sont proposés par des groupes séparatistes et pas par les autorités démocratiquement élues.
Они демократически выбранные правительства. Они присутствуют власти в результате кровавого переворота с убийствами и поджогами, и с сжиганием людей живьем. Вот. И Зеленский у вас из этой команды.
So while you're paying vast taxes to buy the weapons for the fake war with Russia, which could actually start a huge war with Russia, let's face it, someone's going to have to fight that war. So you're going to work till you're 70, your kids are going to be dragged off the streets a la Ukraine, and that's probably a model for what's going to happen in Europe, because the Blue Hair Brigade and the Libtards aren't very good at hand-to-hand combat. In France, they decided to show us how it's done. Yes, that's correct. Where about 30 or 40 French soldiers bunched up in the middle of a very busy street and started firing blank weapons amongst the public. There was more photographers there in this PR stunt than there was any kind of realistic opposition. Of course, no drones in the sky, and when you bunch like 30 infantrymen up in a line, it's pretty rich pickings for a Russian drone. Let's have a look at the creme de la creme of the French military fighting, urban combat? Yeah. Oh, so cool. Run the video, Augie. And there's nobody there, and they're arguing about whether to go forward. There's a guy, what I love best is the guy keeps looking out as if there's actually an enemy. There's nobody there. There's some old grandmother with a couple of baguettes walking up the street. Look, who's this ass? There's nobody there. Yeah. Ain't no Russian, Iskander missile coming down on top of you boys. Some old grandmother picking up her pension. Look at this. It's so retarded. Look, there's nobody there. Oh, it's so cringe. Airsofters galore. Retards. Well, that's happening on the streets, but what else has happened on the streets of France is it's a complete show. It's a very dangerous country to be, right, Augie? And let's have a look at how the migrants are in completely respectful unison with the gendarmes. That's correct. I kind of think that might be a little bit off the mark, Augie. When you can just treat the police, who represent the sort of rule of law in a country, in a society like this, it kind of tells you a little bit about the direction, let's say, of the Republic, I would suggest. Run the video, Augie. Yeah. Let's see. The police. And as we say, the situation of France is going from bad to worse. And of course, nobody wants to talk about this. And of course, it's probably why Macron is so obsessed with starting a war, a phantom war with Russia. You know, they told us from the 1970s the Russians are coming. They never turned up. It was a distraction. It was about fear farming. It was about compliance among the European people who need their taxes sucked out of them. Things aren't looking that good in France, but they don't want to talk about the reality. But as per usual here in the Moscow Mules, we've had a little root around. We've had a little sniff into the underwear drawer, where we probably shouldn't have done. And Augie's come up with a few nuggets, let's say, which aren't exactly magnifique for old France. Augie?
Well, you see, Chi, the garden of Europe is flourishing so much in France. There are so many opportunities for young people that teenagers now work as hitmen for drug cartels in Marseilles, in France. They're actually using underage kids to assassinate other drug cartel members.
Wow, yeah. equal opportunities, black, any?
I guess it's, yeah, as gardeny as it gets.
You've got to employ some trans kids and some black people and some, yeah, or else you will have a complaint on your hands. Let's have a look at also how the Europeans come together to sort of celebrate this type of unity. Now, there's one positive thing about the next video that's coming up, but the one positive thing about it is going to be blocked out by our editor, our video editor, but we're going to get to see it anyway, right, Augie? Run the video.
Hey, Donald Trump! Hey, Donald Trump!
They say, Heil Donald Trump.
Yeah. What?
Hey, Vladimir Putin!
What the? Look at this one. She just ruined it for me. Who bought the granny? Who brought their granny to the topless protest? What the f*** is this? Can't bring your grandmother to the topless protest.
The viewers don't even see this. I'll judge him. I mean, that's accurate.
Marine Le Pen!
So what? I still. Look at this one. Look at this one with the. This is.
Don't be such an ageist.
Ageist. What's so cool about that? Well, put your trousers on, you idiot. So while the Tits Out Brigade have their equipment on show, which you're not going to see, which we have to watch several times just for research purposes, somewhere in Europe, you got to ask, people like this, what kind of leaders do they elect, Dougie? I mean, you know, people like Boris the Butcher, Macrolion, who married a dinosaur, or sorry, his grandmother, no, his school teacher. These people are exceptionally unpopular. But guess what? When you say, oh, look over there, a war. Oh, look, Putin's coming. He's going to eat your babies. Oh, the Serbs, the Iranians, you name it. Anybody, right? But actually fix the show in your own country. It's a war distraction. It always is. Are you? Boo, you mother... You French frog. Somebody slapped him one day. You remember that? Somebody slapped the mother one day. It was really good. Augie, I'm sorry to say that the Eurotards are really the Eurotards, because in France, it seems Mini Macrolion, and it doesn't always have to be big to have an impact, but in Mini Macrolion's case, it seems that this forever war thing has actually bumped up his figures, right?
I can't believe how retarded Europeans are, but it actually worked. According to the latest poll, his popularity rose from 24% to 31% as he started ramping up fears over Ukraine. I mean...
What a wanker. So while the fantasy Ukrainian victory is still peddled by the West, particularly by grotesque creatures like Boris Johnson, Lindsey Graham, who isn't gay, I have to state that every time I talk about Lindsey, he is not gay, he doesn't pay young homosexual men to come to his home and have sex with him. That does not happen, it's not true. While those kind of bloodthirsty creatures, you know, keep peddling this war, drop the draft age, you know, in their English accents, jolly good, you know, we've got to get the Russians out, you know, not happening. Even the French, look, poor old Macrolion, to great fanfare announced the creation of the 155th Brigade. We will arm them, we will train them. Well, it turns out that the 155th Brigade, when they turned up in Paris, most of them preferred the bright lights and f***ed off out of the barracks, went down the town and said, we are not going to Ukraine to die for you, mother f***s. And the whole brigade collapsed. The other half, they did a bunk out of the barracks in Ukraine. So the whole show is collapsing, everybody knows. So what does await you if you're lucky enough to be voluntarily convinced, let's call it, to join Ukraine's dilapidated army? What awaits you? What kind of welcome? What kind of detailed training? What kind of moral support are you going to get? Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the way you're encouraged in Ukraine, let's say, according to the EU. Run the video. Oh, you get the beaten out of you with a pistol. So this is in the basement of some Ukrainian forced conscription center, and this is what you boys in the West are paying for. Yeah, that's where your cash is going. You pay these boys' wages. Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. I'm sitting here in the city of romance. I'm missing Uggie, of course. And I'm thinking about what the future holds. Will Macrolion and Starman Fuhrer suddenly decide that peace might be an idea, that they should have asked the people in eastern Ukraine what they wanted? Maybe the people in Crimea. Maybe they should have actually done a bit of democracy. No, democracy is an a la carte additive, just like salt and pepper here in beautiful France. So until next week, when we find out whether the talks about talks or maybe talks will actually bring us somewhere, I'll talk to you then. Until then, mind yourselves.